In this week's episode of the Working With podcast, it's all about the weekly review. Hello and welcome to episode 2 of my Working With podcast, a podcast created to answer all your questions about productivity, GTD, self-development and goal planning. My name is Carl Pelline and I am the host for this show. Let's get straight into it with this week's question. And that question was...
This question was sent in by Nicholas. Thank you, Nicholas. How do you ensure a good weekly review and be ready for next week?
Ah, the wonderful weekly review, the glue that brings together your whole productivity system. If you're not doing a weekly review, you likely find a lot of stuff falls through the cracks and you forget things, miss deadlines, and wonder why the hell there's all this passion around productivity systems. And let's get started at the beginning. Why do a weekly review? The week review is your chance to step back from the daily hustle and bustle and take stock of what is going on around you. It allows you to see what's going on in your world, what you have done, and what is on your list of things to do. It also allows you to check you are doing the right things and not allowing yourself to drift off into areas that have no value whatsoever to you or your objectives in life. Basically, if you're not doing a weekly review, you are drifting through life with no direction or a solid plan to achieve whatever it is you want to achieve. So how do you do a weekly review? Well, to answer this question, I thought it would probably be a good idea to run you through how I do mine so that you could see basically how an evolved weekly review has come about. So let's get into this. The first step here really is to make sure you pick a day and time each week where you can sit down for around an undisturbed hour and go through your tasks and projects. When I began doing my weekly reviews, I realized the best day for me was a Sunday because on Sundays, I always do my admin and class preparation in the morning. If you don't know, I teach business professionals here in Korea English communication skills. Now, after I finish my admin prep, I usually go and make myself a nice cup of Yorkshire tea, the best tea in my opinion. You sit down with my to-do list manager and calendar open and begin my weekly review. I put on some soothing trance or deep house music, or sometimes I listen to BBC Radio 1's Pete Tong and settle down and begin reviewing. Now, as the name implies, this is essentially a review, not a preview. What this means is you begin with what you have accomplished since your last review. Now, as it is a week review, that means what you have accomplished over the last week. Ask yourself questions like, how much did I do on my goals? What projects did I move forward? What projects did I not do anything on? Other questions you could ask yourself are questions like, where can I improve? What have I been neglecting? And rather more importantly, why? If you find yourself been neglecting something because your interest in it has fallen away somewhat, or then just think about moving that project into your someday maybe list. You can always come back to that later. Now, once I've completed that part, I will begin going through my projects one by one, beginning from the top and working my way down. For those of you who follow me on my Todoist YouTube channel, you will know I have a routines folder that contains all my daily, weekly and monthly routines. This project folder is something I don't usually review weekly because it rarely changes, but I do review it probably every 2 or 3 months just to make sure the tasks in there are still relevant. When I check a project, I check that all the tasks are in the right place. Some do get misallocated when I am processing in a rush at the end of the day. I also check to make sure that the labels, context in GTD speak are correct and that the task is still relevant. Another good tip is to make sure each task has a good, strong action verb. Something like write, call, contact, research, punch. No, I don't mean punch. Discuss. These help me to make sure it is very clear what needs doing and that when I am looking for something to do, I know exactly what needs doing. As I go through my projects, I'm thinking about what needs doing next to keep this project moving forward and keeping it on track. For those of you familiar with GTD, Getting Things Done by David Allen, the question is, what is the very next action? These tasks are the ones I would give a date to based on what my calendar looks like for that particular day. I know this isn't strictly GTD methodology, but it does work for me. I'm only adding a date to one task in each project, and this means throughout the week, I'm not going to forget about a project once the week begins and everything starts being thrown at me. Once I've gone through all my projects, made sure all is up to date and there are at least one next action in place for each project, I will go through my calendar to make sure everything is relevant and confirmed. If something's not confirmed, I would add a task to confirm it first thing Monday morning. Now, there are a few other things I do in my week review. Some weeks for me are busier than others. For those busy weeks, I would reduce some of my tasks for the very busy days. I try to make sure there is enough room for me to deal with the unexpected. You know, all those unexpected tasks are lovely, wonderful, fantastic colleagues, partners, friends, and bosses generally throw at us once the week begins. Now, if I have a quiet week, I will look for a day where I can cancel the less important things and record an online course. I've found that there is usually one week each month where I can clear a day to spend in my recording studio recording an online course. I'm always in the process of planning out a course or updating an existing course, so finding a day to spend in the studio is one of my objectives when I do my weekly review. The final part of my weekly review is to look through my goals and make sure there is at least one task allocated each day that takes me closer towards achieving my goals. Now, I try to have two of these tasks each day, but on days where I'm teaching all day or spending time in meetings, I'll reduce it to just one. But I always try to make sure there is at least one task. And that's about it. The whole process takes me about an hour, sometimes 45 minutes to do, but it does set me up for a wonderfully productive week. It allows for disruptions because I never overpopulate days with too many tasks, and I feel I am in control of what I am doing, and that is one of the reasons I love being organized and productive. The thing is, you need to make your weekly review yours. It needs to fit in with your lifestyle and you need to make it a priority. No matter what, you should not be skipping it. If you have no choice but to skip it because of things outside of your control, make it a priority to do it the very next day, or at least do a quick review of your projects. This is not ideal, but it's much better than not doing anything. If you're starting out on the road to being better organized and more productive, then create a checklist of things you need to do in your weekly review. Now, I've been doing a weekly review for over 10 years now, and I don't really need a checklist anymore. The funny thing is, if I find I cannot do my weekly review, I feel terrible. I feel lost and disorganized, and I hate that feeling. This is the reason the weekly review has become such a central pillar of my life. And when you start doing a regular weekly review, you too will find yourself in the same position. The trick is to not think of your weekly review as a chore, but something to look forward to each week. Use the time to consume your favorite chocolate muffin or have a scone with jam and fresh cream to complement your cup of Yorkshire tea. It's a time to de-stress and to discover that you are in control of your life and your time. And that is the whole purpose of the weekly review. So, to sum up, make sure you do your weekly review regularly and at a time that suits your lifestyle. Try to do it at the same time each week and make it a priority. When you're doing your weekly review, always have your calendar open and begin by reviewing what you have done and learned from the previous week. Then move on to your tasks and commitments for the following week. A great tip David Allen suggests is to look a month ahead to see what you have coming up. The whole purpose of your weekly review is to avoid any nasty surprises and to make sure you know what is coming up and what needs doing to prepare for it. It only takes a few seconds to look ahead in your calendar, and the surprises it avoids is well worth those few seconds. Always allow some flexibility each day. People are going to throw all sorts of issues at you, and you need the space to be able to absorb them. Don't fill every day up with tasks and appointments. That's just going to be a huge waste of time because you will only end up having to spend more time rescheduling tasks and appointments, and that is so demoralizing. Finally, once my weekly review is complete, I head out for my Sunday afternoon long run. The feeling you have when you've completed a review and you head out into nature, well, sort of nature, I live in a large city, is amazing. You feel relaxed, stress-free, and in complete control of your life. If you're not into physical exercise, then I suggest you take a little walk around the block. It just seals the deal at the end of a wonderful week. Okay, that's it for this week. I hope you found all these little tidbits useful, and please don't forget, if you do have a question about productivity, GTD, self-development, or goal planning, you can ask me via Twitter, Facebook, my website, or even smoke signals. Well, maybe not. I will be more than happy to answer your questions. Thank you very much for listening to this show, and I hope to see you in the very next episode. It now remains for me to just wish you all a very productive week, and I will see you in the next episode.